HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Hey guys, how's it going? Growing up, my parents really wanted me to pick between medicine or engineering when it came to my career. One failed attempt at trying to grapple with the Bachelor of Business Economics without any background in economics later, I was sure about what course I wanted to pursue. And I finally convinced my parents to let me enroll for a BA in English in DU's Kamala Nehru College. The fact that it was 10 minutes from our place and a girls' college appealed to them. Did I know I wanted to get into journalism or that I was going to? I had an inkling, to be honest. And then it became what I wanted to do, despite people warning me of the lack of money in it and the decline of print media. But the whole likhna hai feeling isn't going anywhere, thank God, because I really love my job. Much like the HT Brunch cover stars from last week, Chef Rahul Vasandani, who's known for his social media content on fitness and health, and Dr. Siddhant Bhargava, a co-founder of Food Darzi, who's now also known for his medical posts. Catch the duo in conversation with me as they talk about how social media has changed career paths today and how it's a part of natural evolution that comes along with every few generations.
Hi Rahul and Dr. Siddhant. Congratulations on your HD Brunch cover and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. What's the reaction been like for the cover story? Rahul, why don't you go first?
As this is my first magazine cover, I'm on cloud nine is what I can say. And being with Siddhant on the cover, I'm even happier. It's great actually to see this. I woke up in the morning and the newspaper's at my house and I opened the newspaper, saw the magazine. This was like the happiest day of my life is what I can say.
Oh, okay. All right. And Dr. Siddhant?
I think it was great, yeah. Like, I mean, now that I look back at it, it was my first magazine cover too. I mean, it feels really special and I'm so happy it was with Rahul because now that I look at it, I can't imagine it being with anyone else. And plus, yeah, I mean, my family, my friends, everybody was so happy and a lot of messages came in. So it just felt like a very, very happy day.
Awesome. Yeah. We're glad we could make that happen. But, you know, coming back to the story, tell us a little about, you know, what you studied when you were growing up and how that has helped you branch out into the different aspects of things that you do today. Let's begin with Dr. Siddhant this time.
So I basically studied medicine. I went to medical college. So between the ages of 18 and 22, I was doing my MBBS. And post my MBBS, I sort of took a sabbatical from core medicine and I moved into lifestyle medicine, nutrition. And I ended up starting my own startup called Food Darzi. And now I basically practice as a lifestyle medicine specialist and a nutritionist. And yeah, that's what I've studied.
All right. And Rahul, what about you?
So I did my kinesiology and nutrition science from UCLA. Then I came back, was training people online, giving them workout plans and meal plans. Then I did after I started my kitchen, I did like a culinary course, which was for 3 years, like a degree course in culinary arts. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been working with FMCG brands, with restaurants. And now I'm a company chef in a company where they manage a couple of restaurants.
Right. And both of you now have, you know, at least started focusing on your social media accounts, especially during the pandemic. So how much of a role has social media played in maybe, you know, spreading word about your work, what you do, for example, Chef Rahul, about you being beyond just a chef, and Dr. Siddhant, you being beyond just a doctor, right? Like even when it comes to food, Darzi. And so, yeah, Chef Rahul, let's begin with you.
How has social media helped is, as I said, to reach out to more people. Now I can see more, I would say, traction on my account, and people want to see what I'm going to do next, what I'm going to cook next, and where I'm working. They want to know more about my life. Yeah. And this has not happened before, but with social media, it has helped me in a way to like reach more people out,
have a
better audience. And today itself, actually, in my restaurant, when I was sitting there, I was eating my lunch, a customer came and he's like, "Oh, I saw you on the HT Brunch cover. I've seen your videos on HT Brunch." So nice. I feel there's a better reach that way. This is great.
All right. And Dr. Siddhant?
That's great, now, Rahul. I mean, that must be so good to hear. Somebody actually came up to you.
Yeah, man. Exactly. Yeah. I was just sitting there. He's like, "Oh, are you Chef Rahul?" I was like, "Yes." And he's like, "I saw your cover and I've seen your recipe videos on HT Brunch. And it's amazing. Really good job with all of that." I'm glad. Thank you.
So it's the same as Rahul mentioned. Yeah, like social media definitely gives you that edge, because earlier, of course, you were also working, you were building your company, things like that. But the moment you're on social media, you're just getting more instant gratification. That's the way I'd want to put it, because you have people who are who want to know about you and who are complimenting you and who think that you're doing a good job. So yes, it helps get more reach. So it helps spread word on what you're doing, and also the gratification aspect of things, because it gives you a little bit of extra fulfillment or a feeling of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And that's where that's the positive aspect of social media. Yes.
All right. And do you guys think that, you know, millennials and the younger generations view degrees in a different way than their parents did? Let's begin with Dr. Siddhant.
Oh, definitely. When it came to our parents' times, their degree basically most always decided what they were going to do for the rest of their life. But when it comes to our generation, the skill set that you can acquire can actually govern what you want to do with the rest of your life. So the degree can be a stepping stone or a certain component of what you're doing, but it does not always have to be what you end up doing. So I think that's very good, because more encouragement is being given to non-formal education, where you can actually start picking up certain different skills, certain different characteristics, and that can end up creating or shaping your career. And that's great, because it gives you a lot of flexibility that formal education, at least in the Indian subcontinent, doesn't. So, yep.
All right. And Chef Rahul?
Yes, I would agree with Siddhant. And way back when my parents were like doing their bachelor's and stuff, they had to go. As I said, I mean, it's like a quote in the magazine itself saying a degree helps in mind mapping for us, for millennials. But back then, I feel mind mapping was not a concept. It was like, if you do this degree, you got to work in this area. And right now, in millennials, mind mapping is helping. People are thinking outside the box, thinking outside what they can do with the same amount of skill set. And getting that skill set is important. So I wouldn't say a degree isn't important, but it is important in a way to develop the skill set, is what I can say.
And
for me, at least, as being a chef.
All right. And social media has been a game changer, even when it comes to careers. Would you agree? Chef Rahul, let's begin with you.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, social media has changed people's lifestyle, is what I can say. But I have friends who are influencers, and they used to work in different corporate jobs before, and they have started only working for other companies in the way that they're doing influencer marketing and creating content.
All right. And Dr. Siddhant?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Social media has become a career of its own. I mean, people now have the capability of sustaining their lifestyle, feeding their family, their children, just by creating nice, good content on social media. And the good part is that you have consumers of a very varied kind of content. So it does not mean that, you know, if only you're a fashion influencer, can you make a career out of it. As of now, you can make a career out of anything, because social media is not restricted only to Instagram, right? Social media has multiple platforms. And apart from Instagram, there are platforms that actually pay you to be on that platform and create good content. So yes, as long as of you're adding value to people's lives, social media can is definitely a career path for a lot of people. And it's only going to grow. I mean, at least in India, after the entire geo revolution that came about and when the internet was made accessible to like crores and crores of people, that's when the internet boom came about. That's when the entire social media scene came about, and a large number of creators, especially those from non-metro cities, have also come out on social media and are earning by themselves. So we give a lot of freedom to the youth as well.
Right. And Dr. Siddhant, I have to ask you this because you pointed out something very poignant in the interview. What has changed, you know, from our parents' generation to ours in terms of mindset, in terms of happiness quotient, you know?
I think what's definitely changed is that people in our generation are, I don't know if it's true, I mean, but this is what I feel, that our satisfaction quotient has definitely gone down. In our parents' generation, there was, ambition was always there. But as of now, I just feel that we're more dissatisfied with certain components in our life, and that can affect you positively and negatively. The negative aspect is that you're always craving for something or the other. You're never content, and that isn't how you should live life, because I mean, what kind of a life are you living if you're not happy with certain situations? The positive effect is that because your satisfaction index or satisfaction quotient is low, you're always yearning for more. And when you're yearning for more, you end up sort of you know, outperforming yourself in certain areas, you sort of become more ambitious, and that propels you further in life as well. So this, I would attribute this to probably the reach or the visibility that is accessible to people. Because earlier, supposing you were from a small city, and if you were the best accountant in that city, you were happy being the best accountant in the city, because you didn't know about the best accountant in the city adjacent to yours, or probably the best accountant in the country. But now you already know of these people who are doing great work, and then you start comparing themselves with you, and that is why you're either going to be okay or you're not going to be okay and satisfied. And then you can take any of these two routes, where the positive route would be that, you know, you sort of brace yourself and you try to outperform yourself, but the negative route would be you're just filled with being discontent.
Right. And Chef Rahul, do you agree?
I would agree. The last part, what he said was that if you compare yourself with others, you will always be depressed in the way that, okay, that is there something always better than yours, is what I said before. And I totally agree with Dr. Siddhant here, 100%.
All right. And finally, guys, what's the one rule you follow while posting on, you know, your own personal social media profiles? Let's begin with Dr. Siddhant.
One rule while posting is that, actually the rule isn't meant when I'm actually posting it. The rule is before I'm posting it, that I have to make sure that the content is adding value to someone. I mean, you can't always please someone, please everyone. So the numbers don't always matter, but yes, whatever content you're making, it has to add value to some niche. But the rule that I actually follow post posting, is that I don't want to be checking my phone after I've posted to sort of see whether it's getting traction, how many likes, how many views, because that's just, it's just negative. But I don't always following end up following that rule. But yeah, that's one rule that I really intend on following.
All right. And Chef Rahul?
The one rule is what I would say is that the food or other content or anything I put up should look tasty. I make sure it looks tasty. It looks appetizing. And another thing I would say, I mean, this is one rule, but I would add another thing that it should, how to explain it? It should, like, so I'm trying to create a better profile in a way that my theme should look better of my profile. So that's one thing I keep in my mind while I'm uploading also.
You know, I know I said finally, but how much time do you spend on social media, Chef Rahul, in a day?
Yeah, nowadays I started working in my restaurant, so I literally have no time. I literally just open my Instagram to upload and then ban kar deta and then done.
So about
I don't have time. Maybe if someone messages me, that's when I text that person back. Otherwise, I'm not scrolling up and down and seeing different posts.
All right. And Dr. Siddhant?
I think off late, it's been slightly less because, yeah, work also has picked up and I've been trying to work on a couple of other things as well. So it actually is a lot more time creating content and a lot less time on social media. But if I had to give you, there have been times when I'm spending countless hours either obsessing over my numbers or I'm just spending some time on watching reels or the shorts or something or the other, which is not always productive. So yeah. I am guilty of spending a lot of time on social media at times.
Well, I also end up scrolling through a lot of cat and dog videos. So,
Totally. I mean, you know, these cat and dog videos, they become so annoying now. Because I started sharing these with my friends and only to realize that that's how the Instagram algorithm works. Content that you share is going to be shown to you more often. And now every second reel that I see is a cat and dog reel and I don't know what to do about it.
Well, on that note,
well, maybe it's time to get a dog groom. Maybe you can do that.
I keep sending these reels to my mom and she's still like, no. So let's hope for the best.
I think just get the dog. Yeah, moms will fall in love with them automatically. Moms are like that. But thank you guys so much for taking out the time to do this. And congratulations once again on the HT Brunch cover.
Thank you so much, Rishma.
Thank you, guys. Can you guess my favorite ingredient, which I use generously whenever I'm cooking or always need to have a side of? It's chilies. The hotter, the better. During the lockdown, I've experimented a lot with this ingredient. And now I have different favorites when I cook and I let the various types of chilies carry the flavor of the dish. For example, I use restaurant favorite Kashmiri chili powder while making butter chicken to give it that red color. While chicken wings are usually made using dried bhut jalokia or raja mirja from the northeast, and it's all available online. I mostly use fresh tikka or dark green chilies for eggs and fried rice preparations, and a sharp bhaji shaped one usually found in North India in the winter to make imadhaji. For chilies, don't just add spice, but also come with other subtle flavors that can add a scrumptious touch to your dish. Listen on to what HT Brunch columnist Veer Sanghvi has to say about the ingredient.
Have you noticed how different the color in the food at restaurants is from the color of the food we eat at home? I mean, the food we eat at home is not brightly colored, but it's various different colors. Whereas at restaurants, it's all kind of sort of red. And have you worked out why it is? It isn't because of food color. That's more or less banned these days and very few food colors are allowed. It's because of something called the Kashmiri chili. The Kashmiri chili is not a very strong or powerful chili, but it is a chili that gives out a lot of color. So chefs have always used Kashmiri chili for the color, and it's been okay because they've used it for a few dishes. But no longer. Now, nearly every restaurant kitchen and hotel kitchens all have huge jars of red Kashmiri chili powder. And rather than the many chilies we use at home, they just use this horrible red color in nearly everything. Now, I have nothing against Kashmiri chilies. They have their place in cuisine. But I object to the certain sameness that has now afflicted Indian cuisine. The various colors, the genuine nature of Indian cuisine is, when it comes to restaurants at least, in danger. So it is with chilies. We cook with various different chilies. They have different flavors. And we appreciate those flavors. No longer. Restaurants will only use Kashmiri chilies and maybe one or two other chilies when they want heat.
I haven't been able to step out and meet my girlfriends for coffee yet as much as I've wanted to. Probably because I'm in Mumbai, the favorite hub for new mutants of COVID. Had I been in Delhi, I think I would have been too afraid to do so because I would have been living with parents. The plan is was to live separately till the pandemic is done with, but parents don't really listen after a point, do they? Well, I'm trying anyway. And meanwhile, here's what HT Brunch columnist Seema Goswami, who, unlike me, did step out recently, has to say about her experience.
So finally, after many months of breathless anticipation, one of my fantasies came true. No, don't go down that road. I just mean that I managed to meet my girlfriends in person, no less, for coffee. What did you think I was on about? Well, all of us had been double jabbed. The requisite waiting period for immunity was over. And we'd all been adhering to social distancing norms like our lives depended on it. So when the caseload in Delhi fell and the positivity rate went down, we decided it was time we threw caution and our masks to the wind and finally meet up for a cup of coffee. So we met at the home of one of us, sitting in an airy, well-ventilated room, exchanging elbow bumps rather than hugs as a concession to the virus. And as we quaffed our drinks and exchanged gossip, often talking over one another in our excitement, it finally felt that life was returning to normal, or at least to a semblance of normalcy. I was so elated by this experience that I was emboldened to plan another, a dinner with a couple of close friends. And as we sat down to dinner, finally talking to people in person so that we could react to their expressions in real time, it felt so wonderful. It felt as if this whole COVID nightmare was finally ending. And as my husband and I drove back home that night after dinner, we promised ourselves that this would not be a one-off. We would be rejoining the world of the living. Coronavirus be damned. And if you ask me, it's not a moment too soon.
When anyone says British singer Dua Lipa, you probably think about the song New Rules, her big hit in 2017. But that song's catchiness worked in its favor. Her works post that, including the song Levitating, show off her vocal prowess in abundance, something the Delhi NCR singer-songwriter Pia Poddar has gotten creative with in her cover of the song. Hope you like her edition as much as I did.
Hi, my name is Pia Poddar, and I am a singer-songwriter based out of Gurgaon. The song you're going to be listening to next is a cover of Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. I hope you enjoy it.
I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hill. Till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? I handle the seasons of my life. I don't know. Well, I've been afraid of changing.
Have a great Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys!
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HD Smartcast.